I'm in fifth grade.
We're both in fifth grade, actually.
How old are you guys?
I'm 11.
I'm 11 too.
Are you twins?
Yes.
Maybe.
So yes?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're twins.
Oh, okay. Do you do a lot of activities together?
Mostly.
Mostly?
Yeah.
What other activities do you do?
Play outside.
We go sledding. Sometimes video games.
Not much. We've been working on the robot for a very long time.
Oh, yeah? What robot is that?
It's the EV3.
EV3? Is that the code name, or does it have, like, a longer title?
It has a longer title, I think.
Well, the EV3 is the kit for the robotics. There's EV3, NXT, and there's another one. So we spent a lot of time on the robot.
Yeah, a lot of time. Like, every single day we would meet up at 2:30, I think. Yeah, 2:30. We spent basically all day on the robot trying out our missions. And it was really cool.
Yeah, what does this robot do when it's moving? Does it move?
Yes.
It moves. It has two motors that is connected to robot.
There's three motors.
Oh, yeah, a small motor.
One mind. It has 8 inputs, 4 for the motors and 4 for the sensors. Our robot has 3 motors, 2 large motors and 1 small motor. And the way our robot moves is we use tracks.
Oh my goodness, you guys know so much about this. What's an input?
Input is, I guess, where the electricity comes in and output goes out.
Yeah, we don't have the things where you plug in at home, where you just plug it in. We have a different type where there's this cord coming down, and instead of just 3, there's 1 big one that you connect to the robot. And it's plastic, I think.
Well, you could use
You can use
Bluetooth to connect the robot.
Mm-hmm. Bluetooth downloads and plays it. You can also just play it by clicking on it and then hitting play.
Tell me the birth of the robot.
Well, at first we built a robot that has 2 wheels and a marble. So when we went to do our missions, the marble would get caught on the missions. And so then we decided we would move to tracks.
And frankly, it was too flimsy and giant.
So we decided to reinforce it and build a frame.
Mm-hmm. It was small. It was easy to put attachments on. And we don't want anything big or large. Because that wastes battery, and if we have something big during the competition, our battery could die. And we don't want that, or we're going to have to get a touch penalty if it's not in base.
Do you have anything to add, Adam?
Yes. We have a very small robot, but our other team's was very small and simple. The one thing we struggled on was making a gear shaft, so when we would connect it to the robot, it would stay. So once we put on an attachment, there would be another gear that connects to that motor. So when we put the attachment on, it just connects, so then it will spin with the motor.
All right.
We struggled on that a lot.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we did.
And how did you work that out?
We have 5 team members. We're just 2 of them. And so we all basically have a job. And we thought Alex was the programmer since he knew what was best at programming. And Hannah and JJ was also a programmer, basically Alex's apprentice.
We had, at the competition, we would have 5 people. So what we would do was each one had 1 attachment or a mission to play, and it would go in order. So we would stand in a line, and when one was done, we'd go back to the line with our attachment, or we'll leave it if we have to.
So basically, two people could go up to the board. So once the first one was done, two would already be there, and three would go up, the person number three. Then once two is done, four would go up, then three was done, basically like that. Sort of. But only two people could be up on the board. That was the maximum.
So what did you guys do with your robot to demonstrate that you did a good job and that it works?
We had three tests, basically. A project test, a design robot design test, and core values. And
we did the robot design very well, and core values we didn't really do well.
Yeah, we didn't have a board, core values board, and so that lost us points, I guess.
Well, so for the project, we made a skit. It's the interaction from bears and humans. So the bears would kind of kill everyone's chickens. And so we built a skit out of it. And for the, we got the judges award for knocking their socks off.
Well, yeah, we all came up with the skit, and it happened to two of our members, JJ and Hannah Stewart.
All right. And so what does your robot look like? Can you describe?
It's small, and
it has the brain right in the middle.
It's rectangular, and it has a frame over it, and we have these blocks on it that are 4x4. Which hold it down to the tracks.
And we have, of course, the gears that move, what was it called again, Adam?
The gear shaft.
Yeah, the gear shaft. What was our tire?
We had tracks.
Yeah, the tracks. The gears would move the tracks, and it was much easier to do than tires, because tracks are easier to go through this one mission, the dog, where we would have to go all the way over and do the feeding machine, basically like a refrigerator on stilts, I guess.
And so what is the explanation behind the RoboBear name?
Well, we wanted to do Hawk or Falcon or Phoenix, sort of like those names, but Dad, our coach, thought it was a good idea to do something with robotics too. So we thought, what about Robo?
And we used bears as the interaction, so mm-hmm. We chose Robo Bears.
Yep, because that's our interaction. Okay. We also have cousins, the Robo Wolves.
You do?
Yeah, don't, we didn't even know about it.
Oh, some of your cousins are on that team?
Yeah.
No. The name Robo Bears, and then we have another team was called Robo Wolves. So basically, we're sort of cousins.
A couple of teams had, like, naughty narwhals.
Or funny fuzz. No, what is it? Mighty Fuzzy Bricks. Yes. They had some pretty interesting names.
But we decided to use a name that we all may know. Mm-hmm. Robo Bears. Mm-hmm.
Mike, could you kind of give me, like, the overall picture of what this robotics team is in the scheme of the school district?
So the robotics comes from FLL, the First Lego League, and AK Teach brought it on last year through the homeschool community, and they bought these robots and tried to incorporate it to some of the rural communities to try and encourage more STEM activities, science, technology, education, and math. And so the challenging part was we didn't really know what we were doing from the beginning, but it's really developed into a pretty interesting program. And so it has many pieces. The robot is just the most visual aspect of it. And Adam and Davinia kind of alluded to the three parts. There's actually the core values is a significant piece of the mission, and then also a project. Every year, FLL comes out with what the project is for that year. This year, it was called Animal Allies. And so the idea was, the kids had to find a way or identify a problem where humans and animals interacted and then develop a solution to come up with how to make that interaction better, either for the humans, for the animals, or hopefully for both. And so they chose, it took a long time for them to try and come up with an idea. And then each team across the state of course, comes up with different ideas. But they chose bears eating chickens since they had some team members where that had happened to them. And so then they tried to develop a solution. So the robot piece, though it's probably the most fun part to watch, is really the smallest piece of it all. It really is a huge focus on teamwork and core values. And so AK Teach has used that. It started just with AK Teach last year, and they, as I understand it, and they tried it with some of the rural communities here on Kodiak, and then they started to expand it and bring it into the school district. And so I know some of the schools in town have brought it in as an after-school program and trying to get it into more of a year-long curriculum. It has an educational piece, so it can be brought into the classroom. As far as I understand it right now, it's mostly viewed as just an after-school program, but each of the elementary schools is, they try to bring it into each of the elementary schools.
So I know nothing about robotics, unlike you guys. Clearly, you know a lot about robotics. So can you tell me a little bit about what goes into making a robot? Are you doing coding? Are you like screwing in the limbs? Like, what is this all about?
We're doing it out of Legos because it's Lego Mindstorms is our programming. That's the name of it. So we've built it out of Lego pieces, and we do a programming that's like Scratch, basically. You just have a play button, and all of them are basically pre-made. Yeah, pre-made.
So,
we just have to add the degrees or rotations or turns. Or
the Legos we used were not regular everyday Legos. They were Technic sets. Unlike actual Legos, they weren't like four bricks. They were snap-in bricks, 4x4 bricks, motors. It was way different than other sets.
Yeah, we didn't have these clips. You know how you would just, like, for normal Legos, you would just have to clip it on, touch it together, the two Legos. Well, we had to have these little black clips, black, tan, red, or orange clips, and we had to connect it because they wouldn't connect like normal Legos.
Do you guys do every step of the construction? Do you do coding and you do the snapping together, or does one of you do coding and the other one do the snapping?
Well, we have two main coders, JJ and Alex. Alex is the master at coding. He's programmed a robot before because he owns one. And JJ, he knows a little bit about it, but we're all learning from Alex on programming. And basically, we're all learning programming. We're all snapping together pieces. And we're a team, so we do whatever we do as a team, basically.
So are you guys working with kids your age, or are they various ages?
Various ages, but mostly towards our age.
Some are 13.
12.
JJ's 13. Hannah's 12.
And
Alex, I think, is 10?
Maybe 11. I don't know.
10.
He's 10.
10, like I said. 10. And Adam and I are 11.
So what is the role of the coach, or maybe the parent in this role? Because I spoke with another coach, and he said that he was also the father of some of the kids, or one of the kids in the group. So how did you get involved, and are there a lot of parents that are coaches?
It just depends. So each coach, there are several coaches who have been coaching teams for years and years, and so they have probably started coaching their kids at one point, and then as their kids moved on in the program, they just continued coaching. But it's not necessarily, does it have to be a parent? I really wanted my kids to have the experience, and so if I wouldn't have volunteered to coach, then it may not have happened. So just stepped in so that they would have the experience. It's designed to go from ages 4 to 8th grade with this particular programming. But as a coach, my biggest responsibility is to facilitate. And sometimes the biggest challenge is not being a parent and just being a coach and trying to very much not tell them what to do. But we give them the problem, then they have to develop the solution. One of the core values is saying that your coaches do not have all the answers and that they're not expecting us to provide them the information. They have to seek it all out on their own. So my job is to make sure that they don't get too crazy, keep them within the lines, but basically they do most of the entire process by themselves. So, for For example, if they're designing the robot and it's going a direction where you can tell from an adult's perspective that's not going to work out, you may suggest, hey, you might want to try something else. But ultimately, if they want to continue, you let them continue until they see the failure or the accomplishment, and then they redo their design. So their robot underwent 3 or 4 different phases as they built it, realized that didn't work, sought out experience information from the internet or more experienced teams, and tried to develop a more robust robot.
All right. And so what was the recognition they got at this competition? Was it a choice for what was that for? I know you mentioned that before, but could you restate?
Sure. So we're not entirely sure. The judges chose us. There are several different categories, and we did a couple of things that we think might have pushed the judges over the edge a little bit on that. One of them, their skit that they had come up with completely on their own, was really hilarious. In fact, because of the way we did this year, it was a video teleconference with about 20 different communities, all the way from Nome, Bethel, Valdez, Homer. There were a lot of different communities. And so the judges were actually all in Juneau watching it through VTC that GCI had put together. And the judge was actually crying. We could see him crying because their skit was actually pretty comical. And then, the second piece is there's one portion of the robot mission, which is a little tough to describe, but their objective is to move a shark tank from one area of the field to the other. And there's a Lego shark inside of a tank. And if the shark touches the side of the tank, then you would lose points or not be awarded as many. The idea being, with this year's theme of animal allies, is to not hurt the shark as you're moving it. And so one of the team members, Hannah, she identified afterwards that the shark had actually been pressed down on the Legos, and so it wouldn't have fallen against the wall, even if we would have moved it too hard, it wouldn't have fallen. And so she did the honorable thing and raised her hand and said, hey, look, we made a mistake. The shark was in the wrong place. And so she, you know, really showed her character that we could have earned an additional 20 points had we not said anything. But she brought it up and said, we made this mistake, wanted to let the judges know. And so I think those two things might have been what set us apart to win the judges' choice.
And where was the teleconference?
At North Star Elementary. They opened up the gym there. We were able to set a table in there with several different cameras, big screen TV. It was really an elaborate setup, especially to have cameras in every single school that participated. And so we could see at any given time 8 to 10 different schools, their tables. We weren't able to, of course, watch their competition is with the core value demonstrations and with how they presented their projects, but we were able to see the different robot the robot game is what it's called. So we're able to watch them compete in the robot game. And it was interesting to see how everybody has a different design. Everyone tackled different portions of the missions because you only have 2.5 minutes to complete as many missions as you can on the board for as many points as possible. Each mission has a different point value. And so each team has to decide which ones they want to accomplish to try and obtain the most points or different degrees of difficulty.
What do you guys think of robotics?
It's very fun.
It's awesome. I know I've learned a lot since at the beginning. I have no clue. So if you were to say, Divinity, what's a tank? At the beginning, I would not know. I would not know at all.
Since we got judges' choice, we can go to Anchorage or Fairbanks, but we decided to go to Anchorage.
What do you mean you can go to Anchorage or Fairbanks?
Since we got judges' choice, we can go compete in other places. So we can kind of travel around the world if we win in Anchorage.
We can travel around the world in 80 days.
Yeah. Or less.
Probably.
So what is this? What's the competitions in Anchorage and Fairbanks?
So Anchorage is going to be the statewide event. Last year, when we went up there, there were 70 or 80 different teams that all compete in Anchorage. And so that's a state qualifier. This was a regional qualifier, and then several teams were able to advance. And winning the judges' choice gave us the opportunity to advance. So we'll go to Anchorage and compete on January 14th for the state competition and see how we can do up there.
Oh, yeah. How many years have you done robotics, you guys?
This is our first year.
Your first year?
Brother, he did robotics last year.
Yeah, Tyler. He did robotics last year, and last year's robotics was trash pickup.
Trash track.
Mm. Where Tyler was looking up stuff for his team, and we saw some things in there, like this giant pile of plastic and...
In the ocean,
it was just plastic bottles, and you could even step on it, basically. Wow. It was basically a giant island of plastic bottles, and I thought, wow, we have too much plastic.
We do, yeah. And how old is Tyler?
He is
13.
13, yeah. He's turning 14 this year?
Next year.
All right. Are there any other kids in robotics?
No.
Your kids, you have three kids?
Just three.
And they're all in robotics.
Yep.
You guys must have a lot to talk about.
Yeah, it would be too crazy with four or five kids.
All in robotics. That'd be like a team of robot makers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Munsons.
Yeah. So is there anything you guys wanted to add about your experience or anything you think people should know?
It was hard. Very hard.
If... You can go to different places to find Legos, and Legos are very cool. Regular Legos, you don't have sensors or infrared sensors, which can scan distances or find stuff, color sensors. Since this is my first time ever doing robotics, one of the awards my dad got is he got a plaque and he got two Lego Technic sets. So he's going to let me build on those.
Yeah, it's really cool because I was just thinking, what if you, after the robotics this year, you could build a robot with your giant, like, lots of your Legos, that normal Legos maybe, and even add those to the... motors and stuff.
Motors.
And you could add and make your own little robot. But it was definitely hard. We had a lot to learn programming. I still don't know that much about programming. But I know that you want a small, strong robot that if you accidentally knocked it on the floor, then
it wouldn't break.
Yeah. We had this one incident actually before the competition where I accidentally picked it up by the top where the frame was, and it completely fell apart.
It broke.
Took a sort of a long time to rebuild, and I'm just like, great. And
since I never knew how to build Legos, I went home after the competition and I built a giant crane out of Legos, and it moves 90 degrees both ways. It can go up and down, and it has a claw on it so it can pick stuff up. And I wouldn't be able to make that without the knowledge of robotics.
It's just amazing. We actually have to pull Adam out to get him away from the robot. he's been working on that. One time he actually worked on it for 9 hours. And
7 hours.
Who cares? Anyway, he's been in there for a long time. 7 hours building one thing. And mom's like, he has to get out now. Because it was dinner time and Adam was still in the garage. And it's just really fun building the robot, programming, and I'm glad I joined robotics. Because the first time I didn't know what robotics was, and at first I only joined because I saw a horse picture on the front, and I'm just like, ooh, a horse. It must be about animals or something about horses because I really like horses. But it was really fun. It was hard getting along together. There were a few tears shed because we want to do it ourselves. And two of us, Hannah and I, we didn't know what to do because everyone was working on something and we didn't know what to do. And it was just hard working together. We had to solve some problems with teamwork because we fought a lot. we should do this. And we all talked together at the exact same time. And we played games, but we didn't really get along at the beginning.
Okay. I just, you should join robotics. It teaches you a lot about teamwork.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I can tell. You can join robotics next year, I think, right? We don't even know what's going to be next year. But I love robotics.
And what was the award that Adam mentioned?
He was just mentioning that AK Teach, they handed out some awards to the myself and then Crystal, who had coached the North Star team. They just recognized the effort that we had put in, and they had given us some awards for that. That's what he was referring to. That's not FLL specific, just from AK Teach.
It was his gift for being a coach for the first time.
Mm-hmm. It was very nice.
I just would like to say, anybody who's interested in the robotics piece, to get involved with it, beyond just building robots, the kids learned a lot about problem solving and working together as a team, especially with a homeschool group. You take a bunch of very independent learners who are used to doing things on their own, and then putting them together to solve problems, forms a team, and then work through all the same problems that adults who have to work in groups are forced to deal with. So I think there's a lot of value in it beyond just building robots, so yeah. It's pretty neat.